can't believe this is happening.
Are you having any anxiety right now?
No. I had to think about it, but no.
No. Good, good, good. Well, mm-hmm. I want us to introduce ourselves, because obviously nobody knows who we are.
Mm-mm, you're right.
You go first.
This is so weird because we're used to me bossing you around, mm-hmm. and now that it's your podcast, I have to like let you be in charge.
No, you don't. We're just talking.
Okay, good.
This is a conversation. We're just recording it.
Oh, okay.
So we're not gonna try not to curse, and you can't see our facial expressions, so it'll be fine.
Okay. My name is Amy.
Hello, Amy. Hi, Amy.
So I live in the suburbs of DFW and am married to Joel, the 737 pilot, and am raising Kate the Great, who is 5. And all of those things are an adventure. I work with Shannon at our local establishment. And by that, I mean nothing inappropriate. We work at a church.
I know, that sounded...
Yeah. Yep, we work at Irving Bible Church, mm-hmm. we can say that.
Yeah.
And most of the people already know that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Shannon ask later about her favorite thing about me. Mm-hmm. I won't put that in my introduction. You'll just have to wait and suspense. But anyway, that's about me.
Well, my name is Shannon, and... Okay, wait. Is 737 the type of plane?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, wait. I forgot my weaknesses.
Your weaknesses?
Hot tamales, coffee, Law and Order.
OMG. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hot tamales is now one of mine, too, but that's fine.
You're welcome.
My name's Shannon. My husband is not a pilot. What would I say? He works in finance.
Mm-hmm.
And
he works at a big bank.
He works at a big bank as the receptionist. That's what I like to say because I'm random. No, okay, he's not the receptionist, but he works at a big bank. And I, too, work at this local establishment of Irving Bible Church. And I am the receptionist. And I have 2 kids who I call Thing 1 and Thing 2, Ethan and Emerson. And they are 5 and 7. And I don't know what... Okay, my weaknesses would be... Right now, Game of Thrones. Because...
Truth.
Oh, my goodness. Hot tamales. I can eat... I'm shocked I don't have diabetes. Because right? I could eat like a big bucket.
Like a full palate.
Yes, they're mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. For no reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
Just they're good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Margaritas, any type of tequila, like drinking, wine, what are you talking about? It's my favorite thing to do. Drinking and talking to my friends is mm-hmm. a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So now we say our favorite things about each other, or do it later?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. My favorite thing about Amy is, one, her heart, and she's so easy to talk to, no judgment. And super cute, so I just have this almost inappropriate girl crush on her.
I'm glad you didn't say my gray hair.
I love white women with gray hair. But like when it goes all the way gray,
yeah,
it's a thing.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm not there yet.
Okay, yeah, because yeah. What? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, my homies. What are we doing?
You were saying your favorite things about me.
Our girl, she's like, keep going. Our daughters are friends, and we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like we're sisters.
Yes.
With little kids with sisters, and we mm-hmm. make all of the inappropriate jokes. And I'm just a fan of mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, my turn. So my favorite thing of many about Shannon is how I can walk up to her desk and pull something completely out of the sky or other places and she tracks immediately, and she will drop whatever to talk, be it serious, you know, like, hey, I have this problem we need to fix right now. She just knows. I don't have to give her background. Or funny, she has the punchline waiting for me. It's always sarcastic. But I feel like we probably have known each other for 37 years because the conversation, and she understands. And she is so willing to jump in mm-hmm. with anyone like that. Her heart is open. Unless you're just really a jerk.
Yeah, I'm trash most times.
No, I mean unless other people are a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
You will go to the lengths to make that person feel seen and known and loved and normal.
Hmm. That was sweet. The end. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
You said I was sweet.
That was cool. So, also our producer is Sissy and she's standing here.
Hey, hey, hey.
She's going to make sure we don't say anything inappropriate.
I mean, bless you.
I'm sorry. She's here to make sure that you don't say anything.
Oh, that's messed up. I can censor. I choose not to. Yeah, Sissy is here to make sure I don't say anything inappropriate.
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I think we said we were going to talk about parenting fails. And parenting I wrote mine down. Did you
oh, you did? You wrote yours down?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, then you
I have
go
five.
First. Okay, you go first.
No, because yours better not be, like...
cute?
Yeah, like, I didn't braid properly. I didn't do her pigtails. Her pigtails were uneven one morning, and she got made fun of. If that's your fail, I'm going to die.
That's not my fail.
Okay, good.
All right. About a braid. Just kidding. It's not my fail. Okay, you go.
That's my fail. Lying to my kids. I'm a fan of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's mm-hmm. isn't open. They don't sell mm-hmm. ice cream. Starbucks does not make stuff for kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you about the being angry while spanking Ethan one time. And he was like, Mom, you're killing me. That really hurt my feelings. Because I was angry in the moment. Mm-hmm. So that's a fail.
I'm sure it probably hurt his feelings and other things too.
Yeah. Totally hurt his butt, but he did something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I hide from my kids in my house, so I go to the pantry, or go in the closet, and will eat or drink something and just pretend like I'm not there mm-hmm. when they're being very. I do that. I hide.
Awesome.
I eat their Halloween candy after, I put it all in the pantry.
Okay, I feel like that is. If you don't do that, then you're a bad parent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So because if you let them eat that entire bucket of candy, maybe that's why Emerson's teeth are falling out.
Maybe. But I just feel like I eat all of it. Like, they don't get any more after the day after Halloween. I don't.
Yeah.
It's gone by Thanksgiving. Like, all of it.
Okay.
Cool. And I have broken into their piggy banks when either I didn't mm-hmm. have cash for valet, I didn't have cash, period, or I needed money for something. And so that's a whole thing. I have no shame because I feel like we pay all the bills around here.
I love that you said you broke into her piggy bank to pay for valet.
Because they only take cash.
Right, I get you.
And it's a
personal
problem.
Like, that was premeditated
mm-hmm.
before you went out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's premeditated.
Failing.
Bad parenting. I have stolen, stolen. Taken. Well, no, it was stolen because her grandmother gave that to her.
Yeah, oh.
So, I stole it.
$1,000.
Money from her piggy bank. I've done it twice now. One was to pay for a babysitter, so,
mm-hmm.
basically, she should have paid it anyway, so
mm-hmm.
I felt justified.
Mm-hmm.
And the second was to pay for, to have cash. So, okay, we were having some people over.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of those people.
Oh.
A couple weekends ago,
mm-hmm.
and wanted the kids to play in the backyard, but the backyard wasn't mowed, and, Joel travels, and so I don't know why he's he doesn't like when I mow the lawn. I mowed it all the time growing up, but...
I mean, what do you mean?
Like, okay, so, like, he just doesn't want me to do it. So,
this type of thing or a tractor type of thing?
No, just, like, pushing it.
Okay.
I've done both.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So, I don't mow the lawn. Fine. It's out there. But I can. Anyway, there was a man across the street mowing the neighbor's lawn, and I went and asked him, I was like, hey, can you mow our backyard? And, I mean, because at least we're HOA compliant with the front yard. Mm-hmm. And he said yes, and so I went to get cash, and it wasn't there. And Kate had cash, and I took it from her, and basically I didn't feel bad because her friends were the ones coming over.
Yeah.
So.
Circle of life on that money. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Mine wasn't premeditated.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. One time Kate took money out of her piggy bank to take the family to IHOP. I fully support that.
Are you serious? My kids would never do that.
She wanted pancakes, and I said, Kate, we have eaten out all week. I don't want to pay for any more food. And she said, I have money in my piggy bank for pancakes. And I said, sister, deal. And we went to pancakes. Woo!
My son is like a hoarder of money. He just collects it. He just wants everybody to give it to him. And then, you know, I go and steal it.
Do you think it's any coincidence that his father works for a big bank?
No, I just think he... I don't know. No, I don't think so. Emerson isn't really, money, dollar bills. Fine, whatever. She's not. Mm-hmm. But they would never think, let's spend it on stuff. Mm-hmm. They just want to collect it. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's nice. What are your fails?
Okay. The one that you told me was cute, I'm still going to tell because I felt awful. because you just witnessed the ramifications of it. When we were in Lowe's one day shopping, the three of us, Joel and Kate and I, we sat Kate down. She was looking at a Christmas display or something. I'm sure it was a big blow-up, light-up Elsa for your front yard. Joel and I both turned in opposite directions and walked off, and we each walked off about two aisles each and thought that the other one was with Kate. She was... barely three at the time, and we didn't realize it until we heard the blood-curdling death scream, and ran back to the blow-up light of Elsa, and a Lowe's employee was consoling her, and she was screaming, and we laughed and prayed and hoped that they wouldn't call CPS, and we went home, and so that... but as you see, fast forward to now, and she was playing and could not see us and lost it because she thought we had left her. So I feel like it may have scarred her a little bit. I know you think it's just real cute that we walked away, but she doesn't think it's real cute.
No, she's pissed about it.
Yeah, there is no doubt she is. I've lied to my kids. Definitely McDonald's is not open.
It only works until they can't read. Because now Ethan is like, Mom, that says 24 hours. And I'm like, Dad, gummit.
Did you tell him the day is 25 hours and this is that one?
No,
hour?
That I can't keep going because then I got to remember the lie.
I've lied about several things. I'm sorry, we can't go inside. It looks like they're cleaning. We have to go through the drive-thru.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I've spanked angry, but I will tell you, for those times I feel really bad and was horrible, Kate and I, so it's just the two of us a lot of times, and so one thing we are good at, I'm going to switch to the things that I'm a good mom about, is we will sit down and ask for forgiveness from each other, and I had a counselor tell me once, anybody can be sorry, and... yeah, I mean, you are sorry. Look what you did. So anybody can say they're sorry, but it takes an extra step of ownership to say, will you please forgive me? And so that is something we do in our house. And you know what? That's hard. Kate can, she's quick to say, I'm sorry for pulling your hair. But when she has to say, will you please forgive me? It's like, all of a sudden she has to take ownership of it. She doesn't just get to... I mean, saying I'm sorry is just like obedience. but saying, will you please forgive me? That's like, hey man, I messed up and I'm a failure, and we're quick to do that for each other, all three of us. When we mess up, we end it with, will you please forgive me? And one of the best pieces of advice I ever got from a counselor. I have a lot of counselor experience, so I can tell you lots of good things I learned, but anyway, that's one of them.
That's another episode, our counseling. I feel like we both have counseling a long time.
We sure have. I mean, we've only been on for 17 minutes, so I mean, we could always talk about counseling.
We could talk about all the things.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing. We don't really do the, we haven't gotten to the forgiveness. Like, I would love to get to that, to where that's...
You can start today!
I know, like, asking for forgiveness. We just do the grace and, like, we need to get to that point. So I need to write that down and make a mental note. Because it's, say you're sorry, sorry!
Right? They won't even look at you.
Yeah. It's hard.
Okay, so what's one of your favorite parenting things? This is your moment to say something nice about yourself.
Okay, here's the thing. I am just happy I have kept these little kids alive. Like, that's literally where I am. I'm not the person that wanted kids. I didn't want to get married. I fell in love with Marcus, and then it was like, oh my gosh, I want to have your children. Like, it was weird. Because I don't like children. I did not like sitting by children in restaurants.
No.
I don't like most other people's kids. Like, I just am not a kid
except
person.
For mine.
Yours, Seda, there's a few that I'm a fan of.
Yes.
Lily, I just, but
yes.
Everybody else, I'm not. So the fact that the kids all have all their appendages and they are healthy-ish and they...
I know you didn't say teeth.
Teeth is the weirdest thing that kids do. They shed their teeth. It bothers me so bad. Literally, I can't.
They're like geckos who grow their tails back.
Basically, it is just as gross to me. Literally, Emerson came. No, Ethan and Emerson in the last week and a half have both lost a tooth. And it was just, hey, mom, I lost a tooth. And they have it in their hand.
Was it so bloody?
No. Yeah, a little bit.
Hmm? Do you keep their teeth?
Keep their teeth? Absolutely not.
You know that's a thing.
I feel like that's a thing with white people. I'm going to play this card of race a lot, because that is not a thing I've ever heard a black person say. You keep their teeth? Why would you keep their teeth? For what reason?
Mementos? No?
Mm-mm.
So when I... Okay, two things.
Let's just stop
for a second.
For those
when you're listening to the podcast.
Did you...
What?
You've kept all of her teeth?
She hasn't lost any yet.
But
we're behind.
But you plan on keeping
it. I have decided. Okay. Something else I feel like maybe white people do is to go to Etsy and buy a special pillow that the Tooth Fairy puts money in. You're laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing in agreement. So that is a complete Caucasian thing. I think it's cute. If I were that person.
Okay. I would like to hear from the podcast listeners as you're listening. I mean, there's not a place they can comment when you're listening to a podcast.
Send us an email. But did
or you could post it on one of our... Aren't you going to post this on your Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can comment to one of us, or both, or just under the video.
Mm-hmm.
Do you save your kids' teeth?
For how long?
I don't know. What
and then
would
they
be
have
creepy?
A past... The Tooth Fairy, like, as in, you go up there.
Oh no, it's sweet because they're so tiny. They're like puppy teeth. I don't keep puppy teeth.
Oh, because that would be weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
I bet people do.
No. Okay. So going up, we give them like two of those a $2 bill that you get at the bank. We give a $2 bill. I take the tooth and I throw it in the trash on my way back to bed.
Oh.
Because. Why? Why would you? Why? Why would you keep it? And so
I don't know because it's sweet.
When we're old, and somebody dies, we're gonna have to go to their house. Let's say who's gonna die first? Whoever dies first, and you're gonna come to my house, and you're gonna find a
jar
of my kid's baby teeth. Nope.
Oh, okay. So, funny story. That's what we're here for. I was in first grade when I got my tonsils out.
Oh, lovey.
Did that hurt? Just dropped the microphone. It's literally mic drop in my lap. Okay. Yeah, because I got strep all the time. Mm. And, well, actually, after they took my tonsils out, I kept getting strep because they left...
Your adenoids?
A piece of tonsil in my throat. They didn't get it all. And so bacteria would live under it and give me strep again. I know it's disgusting, but you know what?
Did you get your tonsils out in a country place? Did you?
I feel like that's irrelevant.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so I got my tonsils out. This is along the lines of keeping things. Mm-hmm. And I was in first grade, and I woke up from the surgery. You know, they wheeled me back to my room, and they, you know, the hospital tables, like, that slide across your lap, mm-hmm. you know, the doctor set a jar, like, the size of a baby food jar on the table.
No, with your tonsils?
With my tonsils! Mm-mm. Because he wanted everyone to see how ginormous they were.
No.
And they filled up the whole jar. I mean, I was six. So, like, our kid size, basically. And my tonsils were so enormous, they filled up a whole little baby food jar. And,
You're just like a nurse.
And after he left, my mom said, "Do you want to keep these?" And I said, "I guess." And then when he left the room, I picked them up and carried them over and threw them in the trash, and the jar shattered, and the tonsils went just in the trash. But I can still picture that. Okay, so that's
country.
That's creepy.
Also country.
I think that has nothing to do with country. I think there are lots of creepy people who are not country.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like a lot of hoarders are live in city apartments.
That terrifies me.
Okay, well, that's what that is. So it's not just a country thing. So stop.
Okay. Saying your country?
Culturizing me or whatever.
Culturizing?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's not about my race or my back. It's my sex. Like, it's not sexist. It's not racist. It's culturist.
Okay. I call you country because you kill flying bugs with your hands.
I do.
That's country.
Okay, people. Did any of you grow up in the city and still kill bugs with your hands?
Yeah, no! You are my bug killer, though.
I am.
You have no fear, and I scream like a little girl about bugs, especially flying ones.
Why?
Because they fly. And what if they get in my hair and I have to kill myself? I can't do it. I just can't. Bugs. Wasps, those sting. That hurts. Roaches, I feel like, are gross, and they're freaky because I feel like I learned that they've been here since dinosaurs or something, and they fly.
They do. It's so scary when they fly.
It's scary when they are just existing.
They walk so fast.
That's also a thing.
Okay, where I grew up, okay, I did not see my first real roach until I got to DFW.
So what did you see in the country?
Rattlesnakes.
That's worse.
I know.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, totally agree.
Have this,
totally.
Like, buzzer thing on their tail. That
And they're poisonous.
Oh, I didn't know they were poisonous.
Are you kidding me?
No, I just thought they were...
No, that's the thing with rattlesnakes. You die. Yeah. I mean, you go to the hospital really fast and get the antivenom. But, I mean, if you wait too long from a rattlesnake, you're sick.
They kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought. Okay, well, I've never seen a rattlesnake.
I've seen a whole lot of them.
How did
Woo, groomer people. They're all like, yeah, me too. They're raising their hands right now. They're listening.
Are they... So they're everywhere.
Everywhere. So, you know, where Abilene is? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a little town outside of Abilene called Sweetwater.
Oh, that's adorable.
They have an annual rattlesnake roundup.
That is
and
not...
And they put them in a big... tank. If I explain to you what the tank is like, it's a tailwater tank, but Shannon doesn't know what that is. So imagine a big, like, a metal tub. It's huge and round, like the size of this room.
Like what old people used to put bathtubs in?
But big, huge, like this, like the size of this room. And it's about 5 feet tall.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a tank for the cattle to drink out of. Okay, so they get one of those and fill it with rattlesnakes.
For
and why? And sweet water for the rattlesnake roundup. I think, I don't know, they may eat them. But it's also just a time to clear the prairie of rattlesnakes because they're poisonous. Dead. Well, I mean, they bring them in alive and then they kill them when, I mean, maybe, I don't know what happens after that.
What in the entire, I want to curse. I'm trying not to. Okay. That makes me curse-ish. Do they set it on fire? Like, what is the deal?
I mean, I would, but I don't know what they do.
And how do they collect them?
They're not scared
of rattlesnakes.
Right. Or poisonous snakes, or black mambas, or cobras.
Mamba, that's the name of my car.
Black Mamba is the name of your car.
Mm-hmm. Just Mamba. And Marcus's car is Dahlia, because they're both black. I'm sorry. No.
You know what Mamba makes me think of? Just the word Mamba.
Mamba.
The candy from when we were children. And it was like four different flavors. And you each got a... No?
No. You've said so many things that I'm going to have to Google when I leave here.
That's such different childhoods.
Yeah, we did. But we were both... We both have white parents, so it's confusing. But okay, it's not.
You can still buy them. The Mamba candies. That are... It's like a thing. And it's... Oh, it's four flavors. And each flavor...
Is it chocolate?
No. It's candy. It's like Starburst, but softer and a little paler in color.
Okay.
And it comes with four packages inside, and each package has four candies, mm-hmm. and it's the four different flavors. They're so good.
Mm-mm.
I got them at the swimming pool all the time.
I was really hoping you were going to say Piggly Wiggly, but I feel like you might...
Oh, we didn't have a Piggly Wiggly.
Oh!
We have...
I've been to a Piggly Wiggly in Arkansas.
Of course you have.
Mm-hmm. Wait!
Is that for a small town? Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah.
Ours was just called the grocery store.
No.
That is the literal
That's not name. The name of the store.
Yep.
That was the name of the store. The grocery store.
The grocery store.
You're killing me right now.
Well, when I was little, it was G&G Food Liner. And now, if you go to Gruber, it is the grocery store. No, it's actually called Neighbor's Grocery now.
What's the library called?
The library?
Mm-hmm.
The Gruber... City Library.
Oh.
But it's Neighbor's Grocery.
The gas station? What's that called?
All Subs.
Alright, fine. So, Rattlesnake Roundup. Sweetwater sounds like an adorable name for a city, but then you said Rattlesnake Roundup, so I hope they all go away. And I can't believe... No, I didn't know rattlesnakes were poisonous. I just knew they had a rattle and it was scary. So that's interesting.
Well, so what makes a rattle scary is that it's the sound of death.
The rattle?
Well, yeah, because if they bite, like...
Oh.
It only rattles when it...
Is about to bite you?
Yeah. Mm. Or, like, to warn you, hey, I'm angry. It's like a dog's growl.
Oh,
it's like his growl.
Yeah.
And if you ignore his growl...
You will die.
Yes. That's the whole point. Is you hear the rattle and you do the opposite of what you were doing. And you go the other way. You don't even look around. So one time I was on the farm. Okay, so I grew up on a farm with cattle.
Not cows, but cattle.
Right. Well, because cattle is plural.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few cows, mostly steers. Steers are...
Your mama taught me that.
Eunuchs.
And I'm so proud.
Sorry.
No, I'm so proud.
My mom did teach you.
And I love sharing the knowledge with everybody else who learned it 20 years ago.
Holy smokes. So we were working cattle in our pens because when you get a new batch and you have to brand them or tag them or give them like...
Branding, that hurts.
Or give them a vaccination so they don't get sick. But this is when they're young. we're not going to get into all the antibiotic, organic junk.
Meat's delicious. Anyway, it's fine.
Yes. And our cattle ate grass. Anyway, okay, so the point is, we were working the cattle, and it was out in this open area, and I saw under a trailer over on the side these tiny baby bunnies. And there were five of them, and they were just in a huddle.
Lovey.
And it was the sweetest thing. And so I walked up to look at them, and I have to show you. Y'all can't see me, but so like I was standing up and I bent over like this to uh-huh. look under the trailer uh-huh. where my head was like 4 inches from the ground.
Yeah.
And I heard the death growl.
No! Where was it? Was it about to eat the bunnies?
Yes, that's why the bunnies were huddled in this little circle, because the rattlesnake was about to eat them in one big bite. And so I scared the living daylights out of me. And I jumped back and told my granddad, Granky, because I called him Granky, there's this rattlesnake! And for us, you didn't even have to say rattlesnake, because any snake was a rattlesnake. And he got the garden hoe and a shovel and killed it and chopped its head off. And I was so proud of him. And the bunnies were saved.
Yay! Why did he chop his head off?
That's how you kill them.
That's the only way to kill it?
Well, I mean, shotgun.
You could shoot it. Oh, that's hard,
but
I feel
we
like.
We didn't have guns.
Right.
We weren't gun people. I know, okay. We were farmers who were not gun people. Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it? I feel like that's an assumption.
Yes, so we aren't those people. We do not cling to our guns and our those things.
Rattlesnakes.
Religion. We cling to our religion, not our guns.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now I've learned about rattlesnakes.
I feel like I need to learn something about you.
I don't wash my hair every day or every other day.
I knew that.
Oh.
I feel like that's normal. See how you make me feel normal? Oh, so sweet. I did not know that black people, African Americans.
You can say black.
Okay, Shannon said.
I'm going to make you a laminated card that says, my black friend said I could say black.
Yes, yes, can, yes.
Yes, please. And I'll sign it.
Yes,
and put I'm a notary. Yes.
Okay, notarize it. That you can't get lice?
Nope, can't
this
get lice.
This is a thing?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like
how
one
can
of
I
the
get onto that?
7,000 things that are amazing about being black is we can't get lice. Because lice like y'all's hair. No, y'all don't put oil in your hair. Y'all meaning
white people.
We put oil in our hair. Y'all wash the oil out. Like, if you don't wash your hair for, like, a week, it gets all...
oily.
Right. Which...
What happens if you don't wash your hair for a week?
It looks fine. So, when y'all get lice, you put grease in your hair, because the lice is like, no, I can't breathe. And the lice will get in, the lice will get in our hair and be like, nope, this is not my ministry.
So, I have a question.
Yep.
If I just let my hair stay greasy all the time...
Would I
get lice?
No, but y'all don't like greasy hair. It's
no,
a
it's,
thing.
Yeah, it's not. But you're...
Our hair is different, just like perms.
Right.
When you perm your hair, it curls your hair. When we perm our hair, it straightens our hair.
Because our follicles are different shapes.
I guess. I don't know what the...
I don't know. I assume.
It's amazing.
So interesting.
I know. But our skin... Well, our skin's different, too. But... Yeah. Like, we have melanin. Melanin is amazing, and it makes us not wrinkle or age as...
Right, you are so ahead of me in this. Like, as far as aging. Like, I feel like we could only be friends for 10 more years. And then in 10 years, people are going to think, I'm 20 years older than you, because I'm going to keep aging, and you're not.
No,
and
we should...
that just doesn't seem right.
No, we should still be friends. It's going to be awesome.
You laugh, because people are going to be like, mm-hmm. Is this your adopted mom?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. That's going to be so funny for me. For me.
For you. And not the rest of us.
Yeah, so, yes.
And by us, I mean me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay, what do you feel like your, what's the most unique thing about you? Shannon is wide-eyed right now for the people listening.
Like my... features? My eye color. I used to get asked all the time if I was wearing contacts.
Lean closer. What color? They're brown.
I know, but they're not like a...
They're not light brown.
They're not
like,
dark brown. They're not dark brown. When I was younger, and usually in the winter...
Really
I got asked a lot, are those your real eyes? Are you wearing contacts? Like, that is a thing that happens.
Really?
Yeah. It's very...
Interesting.
Irritating now, but when I was dating, it was fantastic.
But that's not the first first thing Marcus noticed about you.
No, he thought it was funny. Wit. Yeah, I had a blog and I talked about things and he, oh, you're so funny. We should meet. And I'm like, no, you might kill me.
Right?
I didn't say that, but I felt it. But we started talking, emailing, and then AIM instant messaging, and then we met.
And it worked out.
And it worked out. That was 12 years ago.
Wow. AIM, oh my gosh. Raise your hand if you used AIM.
Yes. What was your...
What about ICQ?
Nope.
Oh, I used that in college. I'm so much older than you.
ICQ. What about Facebook when it was the Facebook? When you needed an EDU address to be on Facebook?
Well, no, because I wasn't EDU. I was already graduated and done with all that.
Oh. Well, MySpace.
Oh, yeah, sure.
AIM was it.
AIM. It's true.
You could get the free hours at the Blockbuster, or you get the disc at Blockbuster.
So, have you seen the Twitter feed for the one lone Blockbuster still around?
No.
You need... Because you tweet.
Yeah.
You need to go follow the lone... It's at the lone Blockbuster, I think is what it's called.
And they still have one.
Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. You will love it.
That makes me happy. Blockbuster used to be awesome.
Yes, they make... lots of funny comments, even about themselves and about how bad business is.
Yeah.
And,
because.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that?
I mean, I feel like our parents would still do that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Netflix.
Yeah, my parents have Netflix and Prime.
Wow.
We're about to go Apple TV. I'm so excited.
Now, what's the big to do about? I'm a Steve
Jobs. It's going to save us about $2 million a month.
Why?
The cool thing to say is that we cut the cord from cable.
Oh, we did that already.
You don't have cable?
No.
You should have internet.
Right. We did that.
Do you watch?
3 years ago.
Excuse me, regular TV?
Like,
or just Netflix?
4, 5, 8, the news.
Okay, well, that's what we're switching to. Mm-hmm. And then Apple TV, you can just get all of your things through apps.
Yeah, we have Fire TV.
That, same idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's just Apple.
Yay for cutting the cord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, Netflix, Hulu, HBO.
So those are the things that we'll get on our app. So Netflix will be a paid one, but we're going to get Sling TV.
We have Sling.
Okay, so see? Yeah. Basically, I'm saving in your world.
It's awesome because it saves you so much money.
About $2 million. I feel like that's how much our...
Not an exaggeration.
Frontier bill
is that AT&T?
No, Frontier by Verizon.
Mm-mm. We have, yeah.
Can we collectively do a wah, wah? I'm sorry, it's Frontier. Terrible. You have greatly disappointed me.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, all of the white suburb I live in.
The what? The white suburb? You live in White Settlement? Did you know that's a thing?
Yeah.
White Settlement?
I've been there lots of times. I knew a friend... I worked with a girl from there, and she wouldn't tell people where she was from.
Because it's white.
She would say, West Fort Worth. That's all she would say.
White Settlement.
Yeah, no, it's very disappointing.
If you are listening and you know a black person that lives in White Settlement, can you just have them to call me, please? I want to interview them.
Yes. What is that like? Yes.
I'm sure it's fine.
Shannon
will come to your house.
I'm going to be vulnerable.
Won't go to your mom's house?
For a minute.
Okay.
What? Understanding, patience,
words.
Comfort around other races and cultures. I've been to Africa and, you know, I've been in other cultures a gazillion times.
Yep.
In Kenya, I sat with Muslim people, and they were some of the most tender-hearted people I've ever known. And so for a while, I became an advocate for, nope, extremists, you just needed, you know. But then, so getting to know you, like, I mean, you come from a different culture and different background from me, a culture I had never been immersed in or experienced, basically, until I got to the DFW area 13 years ago.
Wow.
14 years ago.
Yay!
And you have shaped me and grown me so tenderly and with so much grace and patience. Like, I also tiptoed a lot, but also you helped me understand that it's not like worried about, you know, maybe what if I offend her? What if I say something that's going to upset her? But just like being real and honest, and you gave me a card to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may not know, but just in the last year, I feel like just having normal conversations with you, mm-hmm. and doing stuff like this, and, you know, hanging out and seeing our daughters play together, gosh, it's been such a gift to me. So thanks for just, like, not waiting for me to offend you, but just genuinely being my friend.
Ah.
Because, I mean, I can, like, once I got past, oh my gosh, I can't offend Shannon, I truly feel like we are sisters. I feel like our hearts are intertwined in all the mushiness.
Yes.
But, you know, like I said, when I just walk up to you with a conversation, you're in, you know. And so I just...
Thank you for your grace and your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have great personalities that mesh well.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt. Oh, I thought you were just going to say great personalities. And yes, we do. We have great personalities.
Yes. Uh-huh. But we also, it's the thing of what you choose to be offended by, and...
I mean, I can be real angry about you calling me country.
But you are country.
I know a lot more people who are way more country than me.
I don't know those people.
Holy, hold your horses. I mean...
See? That...
you will fall off your horse when you meet these people.
We don't do that.
My 20-year class reunion is at the end of September. You could come with me.
No, thanks.
Okay.
So, meeting with Grace with, like, having questions. So, I learned that from my friend who, we're becoming friends, but she comes and drops her son off at ARC.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she's Muslim. Uh-huh. And it was right around when Ramadan ended.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I had to Wikipedia because what? I don't know about Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
But I knew it was ending, and I know you're supposed to congratulate when it's over. And so I was like, congratulations on the Ramadan thing. And she was like, where did you learn that?
You're like, Wikipedia.
Yeah, and so so we talked about it, and she explained what it is. Uh-huh. And her husband was on his way back from Mecca, which is where they go,
mm-hmm.
and learning all this stuff, and she just gave me all the grace to ask all the questions, mm-hmm. and I felt like it was okay. And then the next day, she brought me candy, which,
I mean,
be friends, but just being able to ask questions and get over that, because before that, I didn't have any, you know, friends where I could have the space to do that, but when you... try not to get offended. Like, I'm part of this, and I won't say that. It's like Be the Bridge or something.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Yep.
And somebody in that group was talking about, on Zazzle, which is a website where you can buy clothes, somebody had a shirt that was like Black Girl Magic, but the model was white. And they were like, oh, I'm so upset by this, and did it. And I'm like, it's computer generated. That's not an actual white woman wearing that actual shirt. It's just let's calm down. Like, why are you so, you know, and not trying to take away from her anger, but
like,
just
the same woman is in every single picture wearing all the shirts.
Exactly.
Okay.
And please don't. So I just commented, you know, you don't have to choose that offense when, you know, there's so many things that you could be offended by. And one of the things that I always think about when I'm in a situation and I get my feelings hurt or something, which has nothing to do with you and me, but if I'm in a situation I feel like it has something to do with my race, I always go back to my husband's grandmother. Her name's Hazel, and we call her Hazel the Great. That's probably
a
black
thing. Hazel the Great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a Kate the Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Hazel's the Great because she's a Great. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She one point we were talking and
I love that.
She said, Shannon, your generation does not know racism. This is nothing. And she said it with like a straight face.
Yeah.
And she's in her 90s and just this cadence of girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of one, what her generation, what my mother-in-law, my mother had to go through, like that, not to diminish what's going on now, but to realize we need to really pick the things that you get pissed about. And when you have friends that want to ask questions, it's because they want to learn.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing like when my kids, they ask 1,000 questions and I get so frustrated. One, because I don't know all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not at home, I can't ask Google Home. And it's a whole thing. They're only asking those questions because they want a better understanding.
Yeah.
And
Lice.
Yeah. So who am I to get mad about? Like, that's silly for me to... How dare you want to better yourself? So it was the same thing with my Muslim friend, who I will call her that, because one, I can't pronounce her name, and two, I can't remember the other part of it. But I love that she's so sweet to me. And I love our relationship because it's literally like we're sisters. We can talk about anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And there's no pearl clutching of, oh my gosh, there's just, girl, this happened to me today.
Do you own pearls?
I do.
Okay.
So, you don't call me fancy.
No, I don't. But you, okay.
Does that make me fancy because I have pearls?
No, I have pearls.
Okay.
They're my great-grandmother's that she bought in the 30s.
Ooh.
Does that make me fancy?
Yeah, a little bit.
But I didn't pay for them.
I know, but they're...
I mean, they came to me free.
That's still...
They're old.
Doesn't matter. Cool. So
They are cool.
They are
cool.
Yes,
they're very... They're also stunning.
Are girls... But I feel like that's the thing. Girls having pearls.
For some people, it's not. I can picture some of our friends who would not enjoy pearls.
Ooh, let's name a couple. I'm just kidding. Let's not.
I'm gonna walk away. Oh, look at the time. Oh, hey. Yep. No, I don't think it's for everyone. But anyway, so that's what makes you a great leader, Shannon.
Mm.
Is your wisdom. Like, you're wise about it. You're not just, like, a reactive bomb. You think through things and you... No, you're a reactive bomb in other ways.
Like...
I can't think of any right now. But, I mean... I can't think of any that we could say on air.
What?
But I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I am reactive.
You are, but not about this. And so that's what makes you a great leader and a great friend is you give people the benefit of the doubt. And you look past the surface and you look at the circumstances and what's more to it. And so thanks.
You're welcome.
For being my friend.
Oh!
Yes.
You're my bestie friend.
What else? I would say, I mean, when we said we're going to talk about women in ministry, so I didn't say at our church I'm on the women's ministry team.
You
so
are.
So that's my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. So we said we were going to talk about that, and we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, on all the things where you were talking about, not to talk about, like, tolerance and, like, grace and patience, like, you know, yes, I have Muslim friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
I still stay in touch with a couple from Kenya. They live in Kenya. I mean, that does not go without saying that I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
And no one comes to the Father but through him, and that he is the only way to God is through His son, Jesus Christ. And
mm-hmm.
So I don't want to, like, say, hey, everybody, just anything goes. Because that's not what I believe.
Right.
What I believe is we operate out of love first and not judgment.
Right. Which I feel like we've been doing a lot.
Woo!
In the past.
Yes.
History.
But it's also not to say, hey, you know, whatever you believe is going to work for you and it's going to live long and prosper, because I don't
feel like... I have questions. I want to talk about it with you.
Okay, why don't... We could do that next time.
Yeah.
I think we also need something light to begin with. Maybe hot tamales.
Like, we should eat hot tamales while we talk?
No! I meant just as an example of something fun and lighthearted to talk about.
Oh.
And then we can get serious.
And we could also probably eat some while we talk if we don't talk with our mouths full.
That's a great idea. I feel like we'll be better in all aspects. Smarter, wiser, funnier. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I propose that we talk about that because I have questions that I would love to get your
thoughts?
Yeah, word. Yeah. What's that word for the things in your brain?
Thoughts.
Thoughts on how do we tell our kids about like religion and that when they have friends of another religion, how do we tell our kids that they're wrong? The friends.
Wait,
and they're going to hell. All that. Yeah, we should talk about it. I have questions. How did you explain heaven to Kate? Because when I did it, it turned out to be like
uploading. Like aliens?
Uploading to the iCloud. That's how we ended up, so.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where our soul goes.
To the iCloud in the sky? I can't.
If you have the right password. On that note, yes. Stay tuned.
Oh, that's good.
We Steve need to talk Jobs about created heaven.
No,
we're kidding.
Yes, absolutely not.
Okay.
True. Talk about infertility.
Infertility.
We both went through
treatments.
We had different outcomes, but we can talk about it because we both have friends that are going through it or about to start it.
And speaking of God, like, trying to decipher if infertility is playing the role of God. Like, if doing fertility treatments is trying to force God's hand or play the role of God. I struggled with that so much. I mean, at the end of the day, like, God is God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to, you know, give the all clear on anything that he doesn't want the all clear on.
Mm-hmm.
But I really struggled with, am I trying to force God's hand? Like, God can make me pregnant if he wants, so what am I doing here?
But he created the signs and the knowledge.
Right, so, I mean, he could also heal tumors and cancer, but we go to the doctor for that. So, anyway, we could talk about that for days.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. And then we just need to talk about what it's like having 5-year-old girls, because I feel like that's a whole entire thing.
Yes, yes. No doubt.
And then they're different. That was my tummy growling. But anyway, we will be back. We will record more episodes soon. So stay tuned.
Woo!
Woo!
Thanks for joining us.
Bye!